Hello again, this is Andrew Dudich from 980 WITY at Pleasant Meadows, your home away from home in Crispin, Illinois. We're going to talk with one of the volunteers that's here, as well as a resident in one of the duplexes right nearby. Give us your name and tell us a little bit about what you do.
I'm Audrey Stickler, and I came here about 9 years ago. Moved into one of the apartments that's separate from the home, but owned by the home. Right from the very beginning, I started volunteering. Nyla Henry asked if I would like to sew. So that's what I started off right off. And she gave me some clothes and name tags that I sew the name tags of the residents into the clothes, hopefully to try to keep them from getting lost in the laundromat. So that's what I've done now for 9 years and love every minute of it.
Well, you should be pretty good with everybody's name by now then, too.
I am. I've become familiar with most of them. It takes a while. I do a whole closet at a time. So I get to know the person at that time, and then I go on to another closet. So I really enjoy what I do, and I think it benefits the residents and gives me something to get up every morning for and come over here and do.
I know I like working with my hands and seeing something that I was working on get done, and I bet it feels the same way for you after you're done with a whole closet, that you know you did something and you were useful in that way, that you had a talent that you were able to use and help someone with.
Yes, we have several churches that volunteer through the month, one or two days a month, and some of those help sew also. And it's another opportunity to talk to others and communicate. It's one of my loves.
Tell us a little bit more about your duplex, because it's not in the home itself, but it's outside. I remember seeing those. What are some of the things you like about being part of the campus here at Pleasant Meadows?
I couldn't be in a better place. I have seen other residents over there, and then just recently when I had a problem and I got a hold of the nursing home, and they run across the yard to get there to help. And I've seen them do it with others, and I saw them coming this morning when I needed help that day. And it's quiet, it's peaceful, safe. The apartment I have has a one bedroom to it. There are two of those apartments. Then there are two efficiency apartments. I am in the right place.
And I'm sure it's nice seeing the snow that we're having right now, that you know you don't have to find someone to get that taken care of and everything else. Everything's already taken care of for you.
It is. Everything. From snow removal to cutting grass, anything I need is taken care of here. And so I don't have to worry about those things.
And you've been here for quite a while. What are some of the favorite things that you've been able to do besides volunteering that you're able to do here at Pleasant Meadows?
I enjoy the family nights that they have, and the Christmas party that they have every year for the residents is something I haven't seen anywhere else. Volunteers bring in small cookies to serve, and every resident gets a Christmas present. And the volunteers do the Christmas shopping. You wouldn't believe the bargains they get for the money that they're given to shop with. Especially fun when I go to put the names in the clothes. They're new clothes for the residents. They all enjoy it.
I'm sure that's one of the most exciting parts of the year for everybody, whether you work here or you live here, however it is, because everyone's getting something new and exciting that they're looking for, and it's fun to have a surprise like that.
Yes, it is. Bob Vincent, the administrator, who you could not replace, I have seen him, or he told me a story about a man that came Christmas time, and he was alone, didn't have family. And there was, as they passed the gifts around, he said you could see him begin to think, oh, I'm not going to get one, I'm not going to get one. And at the very end, he was the last one to get a gift. And he said the look on his face was so good. So I know they appreciate it.
Part of that is because if you come to Pleasant Meadows, you're now part of an even larger family here, and everyone helps take care of each other.
That's certainly true. Like I said, in the predicament I was in recently, they all rallied around, and they make me feel special. I'm only a volunteer, and I do very little in comparison to everything that goes into running a nursing home. But what I do, they make me feel very special, and that's true of all the residents, I believe.
Well, I know that they couldn't do the kind of job they do without the volunteers, because you help take a little bit of load off everybody and they're able to concentrate on everything else. And it's a team effort because it really is a family.
Yes, our volunteers are dedicated people from the churches. They have continued to volunteer and do what's necessary.
I'm sure if somebody else out there is wanting to learn more about volunteering, they can get a hold of Pam or any of the other people and learn more about how to volunteer here or take a tour or anything else. If you come out, I'm sure that they'll see some of the residents and see you walking around doing all the different things that you help with.
Recently, we had an open house of the new facilities in the rehab, and it is a beautiful unit. They have two new step exercise bikes that I haven't been on yet, but I'm sure that's coming pretty quick. But it's just a really nice facility, and the physical therapy and occupational therapy people are just excellent, helping you get back to normal.
And that's the goal here at Pleasant Meadows, is if you do need a facility like that, just for temporary purposes, they're going to help you to get back on track to where you want to be.
I am in the right place, like I said before.
Well, thank you very much for spending some time with me and to share with others about the different things that you enjoy here. And if anybody wants any information about Pleasant Meadows, you can call down here to Pleasant Meadows, and I'm sure they'll be able to give that to you. Thank you again for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you.
If you would like more information on Pleasant Meadows Senior Living in Chrisman, call Pam or the main office at 269-2396. For Pam, Audrey, and everyone else here at Pleasant Meadows, Merry Christmas. This is Andrew Dudich for WITY. We'll be back again next week.